Well, now, parents, listen up. We now know that 20% of this country's COVID-19 hospitalizations are patients between 20 and 40 years old, and another 3% are under 20. And now there's concern that vaping is making teens and young adults more susceptible to COVID-19's more serious complications. It is speculation at this point, but this possible connection is noted on the National Institute on Drug Abuse blog, which recently added vapers to its list of those who could be hard hit by this disease. Dr. Umberto Choi is a pulmonologist at the Cleveland Clinic. And Dr. Choi, before we get to COVID-19, remind us what have been the previously known dangers of vaping by young people.
So one of the major concerns about vaping happened in 2019 when there was an outbreak of several cases of acute lung injury that led thousands of people to be hospitalized for symptoms of shortness of breath and coughing. But it was severe in many cases that many people needed life support and even died from that.
Yeah, for some reason, these young people were more susceptible to lung infections. The immune function of cells in the airway and lungs was impaired. This was the big story of 2019. And we also read that the damage from vaping can affect the cilia. Those are the little hairs that help remove mucus from lungs. So is that the concern here as well, that if you don't have healthy cilia, you can't defend against a coronavirus?
Right. You know, a simple way that I always try to explain is that the lungs are totally exposed to the environment. It's different from the kidneys and the liver and the heart. So our body is so smart that the lungs and the airways have ways to defend themselves against anything that can cause injury, especially infections. And this ciliary system is a big part of that. And we know that people who smoke cigarettes have the impaired function, and they are at risk of having infections like pneumonia. And this is something that we are speculating that could happen also with vaping. There are a lot of research about that yet, but there's some lab research that shows that when these ciliary cells are exposed to chemicals that are present in the vaping liquid can impair their function. So it's definitely possible that people who are vaping could be at higher risk of having infections, just like the COVID-19.
Well, again, both COVID-19 and vaping are in their infancy. There is some research, but, you know, just not enough. So this is speculation. But an increasing number of doctors we're reading are making this connection between vaping and COVID-19. A pulmonologist from Beaumont Health told USA Today that someone who vapes is in the same risk category as an individual with chronic lung disease, diabetes, or heart disease. Your thoughts?
The numbers that we are seeing from the CDC showing that our COVID-19 cases among young people are higher than other places like in Italy. And knowing that a significant number of our young people are vaping, I think this is not just a coincidence. So I think this is definitely possible. We definitely need to study more about that to see if there is a strong connection or not. But it's hard to say that this is just a coincidence.
Well, meantime, the American Lung Association estimates that the number of teen vapers jumped up 80% from 2018 to 19. You've said you've seen rates of 30 to 50% at schools you visit. So, I mean, do we need to get the word out, even though it's speculation at this point? A lot about COVID-19 is speculation. Do you think parents should even more get the word out to kids?
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely a very serious public health concern. We do need to get the word out there. And I think this idea related to COVID-19 that I'll say very bluntly that only a grandma will get sick from this, this is a wrong concept. Young people can get sick from this too, and it's very possible that vaping can make our youth more susceptible to that as well.
Well, we understand slightly over half the people with COVID-19 in New York City are from, you know, 19 to 40 years old. Of course, this thinking applies to cigarettes, which can cause chronic lung disease, and those people are at risk for COVID-19. Does it apply to smoking marijuana?
Yeah, so looking at the CDC data from last year, among the people who were hospitalized for acute lung injury associated with vaping, more than 80% actually were using some form of marijuana product.
So the vaping was causing the damage, but the marijuana product was what was being used. Dr. Umberto Choi, pulmonologist with the Cleveland Clinic, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.